This is CBS Eye on the World, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're going to the happy story of Ecuador. The president, Guillermo Lasso, is creating a reserve that protects and expands the Galapagos treasure, the Galapagos Islands, by 50%. I read from the report in the Financial Times. A marine corridor stretching up to the waters of Costa Rica's Cocos Island will now be patrolled by the boats of the Galapagos National Park, with a member of the Ecuadorian Navy on board. The new reserve of 60,000 square kilometers, which is 23,000 square miles, will be enforced in 6 months. Fishing is completely banned across the main migration route within the reserve, and longline fishing, a method that often ensnares turtles and dolphins, is forbidden throughout. This should protect endangered species like the green turtle, says a marine biologist. The importance of the new reserve stems from an undersea mountain range that links the Galapagos with the waters of Costa Rica and Panama. The commentary from the environment minister in Ecuador. These underwater mountains are the key for marine life. This is because they divert currents and the nutrients they carry towards the surface, allowing plankton and the food webs it sustains to flourish. There is participation from overseas by other governments, Germany's mentioned. But it's a joy to have such a positive story about protecting a treasure chest. Professor, this points to the fact that Mr. Lasso gets no attention from us because he does all the right things. And I want to emphasize that I don't remember anybody mentioning he was a Darwin fan or an environmentalist, but he certainly has done more for the environment in this one decision and finding funding for it than all of the others have done for the vastness of the landscape in North and South America, to my measure. He's done something that's possible. Is it credible? Can he pull this off to your measure?
It is. It's an interesting and positive move, John. It does have some difficulties. Part of the irony is that Guillermo Lasso was actually a right of center candidate, one that many in the environmental movement wouldn't have expected to be such an ally. And in Ecuador, beyond just the Galapagos, which are full of treasures of biodiversity, not only the islands themselves, but as you allude to, it's really the maritime protected area that surrounds the Galapagos, which is being protected, but also Ecuador's interior. The country itself is a treasure of biodiversity. And so the issues of oil development there and mining development have also presented difficulties for indigenous groups like the Shuar and others and the political institutes represent them, groups like Kwinai. It's also important to recognize the background on the Galapagos, because the big problem that's been the threat to the Galapagos both several years ago and more recent this year has been unregulated fishing, especially by the Chinese deep water fleet. And so this jumped onto international attention about 3 years ago when you had hundreds of Chinese fishing vessels basically just in violating the waters there and in this past year. And so what's not certain is the degree to which the Ecuadorian Navy has the assets, both the aerial patrol assets and the maritime assets, to actually keep a sustained presence. They actually had difficulties patrolling the older maritime protected area. And so they're either going to need more assets or more help. And hopefully the U.S. can play a role in that. But for environmentalism, just given the just absolute treasure that area is, in that aspect, I think it's good news and says something a little bit unexpected and good about Mr. Lasso.
Detail, I read that Ecuador is rich in natural resources. Gold comes to mind right immediately. And is Lasso the man to enforce proper development of those natural resources? Because I know there's ugliness going on in the Amazon part of Venezuela. Is that something that Lasso is committed to protecting in Ecuador?
He has been, and I would say his record has been mixed but fair. It's ironic because many people expected Ecuador's radical left, former President Rafael Correa, to be a friend. Indeed, the Europeans for a while were paying him not to open up the interior oil areas, which he ended up doing. They were also expecting that he would not open up the south of Ecuador's Zamora Chinchipe to mining, which he ended up doing, actually bringing in a number of Chinese companies. And so the irony is that groups like CONAI, who thought that they were allied with the left, are now finding that the center right ends up being some of the better stewards of their territory. Again, the record is not perfect without entering into details, but Lasso has arguably had a pretty fair record and probably an underappreciatively positive record as a steward of Ecuador's resources versus oil and mining and other things, which I think he's trying to keep in balance.
Our final minute, Professor, Nayib Bukele is in the news again. He likes that. This is the president of El Salvador. IMF urges El Salvador to stop using Bitcoin as legal tender. There's complications to this story, but Bukele's neither right nor left, right? He's a celebrity figure in his as the way he presents himself. Is that correct, Professor? We have less than a minute.
Bukele is pro-Bukele, and the IMF rightly points out that the fluctuations in Bitcoin, including some of the losses we've recently seen in the market, are a reminder that this is really something that you bet on. It's not something that is a stable currency. And so to make it part of the national system as legal tender, it exposes Ecuador's financial system, El Salvador's financial system, to enormous risks. But it also, in the risks to the people, but it also creates enormous money laundering opportunities because of the nature of Bitcoin.
I read from the report by the IMF about Bukele's use of Bitcoin as currency in El Salvador. The IMF's board issued a statement calling for El Salvador, quote, to limit the scope of the Bitcoin law by eliminating its status as legal tender. The global body explained, quote, financial stability, financial integrity, and consumer protection were endangered by this practice. And also the IMF warned there were, quote, potential fiscal contingencies. The statement went on to say, some directors also expressed concern about the risks associated with the issuance of bonds backed by Bitcoin. Professor Evan Ellis, Latin American Research Professor, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.